We're actually going to do the piece. I didn't check when I sent out the email. I didn't have time to look at what the page number there was. But it's a piece that says, V'ha'er einenu b'sayrasecha, v'yached levavenu le'ahav al yiras shemecha. What is it in the new memorams? Page Ayin Gimel in the new memorams, and in the old, it's page Pehe. V'ha'er einenu b'sayrasecha, we daven to Hashem in the bracha immediately before Kriyashma, asking him to enlighten our eyes in your Torah, v'yached levavenu, and designate our hearts to love and fear your name. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Matzino, we find sheyiras Hashem miuchedes hi lalev. Yiras Hashem is specifically attributed to the heart, designated as its place is designated as being in the heart. K'moshe amru zal, like Chazal teach, what does it mean, the pasuk that's written in Mishlei, Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Tez Zayin, Lama Zemechir Biad Ksil Liknos Chachma V'Lev Ayin? Why is there money in the hand of the fool to buy wisdom when he doesn't have a heart? What's the point of buying wisdom if he doesn't have a heart to understand that wisdom? And Chazal darshin that in the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Beis. Woe is to the enemies of Talmidei Chachamim, which obviously is really referring to Talmidei Chachamim. That's the way, we don't want to speak and negatively and curse, so to say, the Talmidei Chachamim, Chas V'Shalom. So woe is to those Seineim Shel Talmidei Chachamim Sha'oiskim Ba'Torah, that study Torah V'en Bem Yerushamayim. So actually, like in hindsight, it kind of comes out, maybe they are Seneim Shel Talmidei Chachamim. Maybe it's more literal. But in any case, he's saying is, woe to those people who study Torah, they look like Talmidei Chachamim, and they study Torah, and they don't have Yiras Shamayim. That's a terrible thing. That is a manifestation of that pasuk, of a fool who has money in hand to acquire Chachma, but he doesn't have the heart to understand that Chachma. So Talmidei Chachamim kibayochol, right, that are Isaac Torah, they don't have Yiras Shamayim, or is exactly that. They don't have a... So what do you see from here? That the Gemara is darshaning Lev Ayin as a reference to Yiras Shamayim. So that you see the Yiras Shamayim relates to the heart. Va'oid Amru. Furthermore, Chazal said in the Gemara in Temura Daf Tesvav, Mishemes Yosef ben Yo'ezer ish Tzreida, Yosef ben Yochanan. When Yosef ben Yo'ezer of Tzreida and Yosef ben Yochanan died, batlu ha'eshkoilos, the clusters were stopped. Meaning, what does it mean? Eshkoilos, ish shakol bo. It's like an acronym for ish shakol bo, which means a man that everything is in him. I guess that's like also that's like the idea of a cluster. He has a cluster of all the good qualities. So there was no longer after Yosef ben Yo'ezer and Yosef ben Yochanan passed away, there were no more people that had in them like all the good qualities. Upirsha, what is that? What does it mean, Shakol Boy, all the, what is the all that specifically that the Gemara is referring to? So Rashi explains, Torah v'yirashet ugmilos chasadim. There was no one else that had after them Torah, yirashet, and gmilos chasadim, all wrapped up in one person. I guess in the excellency that they had, you know. Ubimakim acher pirshu, and in another place, they explain. Rashi explains, shakol boy. What is that? What does it mean that everything's in him? Torah ba'amita, Torah in its trueness, in its true form. Ve'ein doifi ve'shicha u'machloikas. It doesn't have any blemish, any forgetfulness, and any machloikas. It's pure, true Torah with none of the, no blemish, no forgetfulness, and no machlekes. V'hu al pi masha amru, and this is based on what they said. Shebedoyres shalachay Yosef ben Yo'ezer v'Yosef ben Yochanan. In the doyres after Yosef ben Yo'ezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, nimtza doyfi shel smicha. There was now found a blemish or a problem regarding the sugya of smicha. Right, that was the first place where a machlekes began, right, was on the sugya of smicha. The ad yoy, meaning of leaning on a carbon, if a carbon needs smicha. The ad Yosef ben Yezer loy nechluku besmicha veloy beshum dover shadai le nismayet alev up to Yosef ben Yezer. Yosef ben Yezer, right? Yosef and Yosef are the same name. Right? If you pay attention, the Gemara Tmur he quoted as saying Yosef on each of them, Yosef ben Yezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, and in the Gemara the lashon. That is the way the Gemara, he brings the Gemara. So I don't know why he says, I guess there's a place where they appear as Yosi also, because he says, right, Alpimasha Amusha Badarsh Lacha Yosi Ben Yezer. In any case, the Rashi is saying that until Yosef Ben Yezer, Loi Nechleku Besmicha, there was no machlokes in smicha. It became a very big machlokes where, for, you know, there was a lot of, everyone took a side on this. V'loy b'shum davar, and there was no other sugya, no other, there was never machlokes in anything. Shadayin, why was there never machlokes until then? Shadayin lo nisma'i talev, because the heart had still not become smaller, diminished, or to an extent, minimized. U'lahachi nakat smicha. And the reason the Gemara chooses, or the Gemara chooses smicha as the example, the he ha'isa machlekes rishonish nechleku b'chachamim me'olam. That was the very first machlekes that the chachamim ever had. So that became the, you know, the icon of machlekes smicha. B'shalusham. The Gemara then asks, "Val Yosef ben Yezer gufei polik b'smicha." What do you mean that until Yosef ben Yezer, they never had a machlekes in smicha? He himself argued in that topic of smicha. He himself took part in that machlekes. The tirtzu, and the Gemara answers, "Ki iflig ba b'seif shenei debotzer liba." When he argued in that sugya, in that halacha of smicha, it was at the end of his years where the heart had already become smaller, had already become minimized. That was when the hismatus halev, the weakening of the heart, the heart becoming smaller, that's when it started, at the end of his years. And then, so therefore, at the end of his years, he also partook in this machlekes. Shomim anu, what we hear from Mikola Amur, from all that has been said over here, she is soid shikchas ha-Torah, omiyut ha-asagaba, the soid of forgetting Torah, and the minimizing of understanding in it, okay, or the decrease of understanding in it, who b'miut Yerushalayim is in the decrease or in the minimizing of Yerushalayim, shemekar b'leiv, whose source is in the heart. So it's very not pasha. That's very right. It's not obvious because normally a person would understand that Torah, Limud HaTorah, is an intellectual exercise, and forgetting Torah comes because there's a weakening of the mind, right? There's a weakening of the mind. No, says Rabbi Yaakov Meshe, there's a weakening. This is what you see straight from Chazal over here. It's not Rabbi Yaakov Meshe. He's just pointing out what they say, is that no, the miut of saga satira, the lowering in understanding of Torah, and also forgetfulness in Torah, that stems from a lowering in Yerushalayim, which is in the heart, a weakening, a minimizing of the heart. That's where Hasagas HaTorah, this intellectual understanding of Torah, is really dependent on the heart, on the Yerushalayim that a person has in his heart. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, B'kol Yira, in every fear, lo yitachen shetia midas atzara ba mimena gedoy lo yosef be'etzem adove mimena misyarim. By every fear, it is impossible, it wouldn't be normal, it's not possible, that the measure of the tzar that comes from that, from the thing itself, is gedoy lo yosef be'etzem adove mimena misyarim, is greater than the actual thing that you're afraid of. In other words, it can't be, right? If a person is, by the way, that's one of the techniques that's used sometimes in therapy is, right, okay, a person has a fear of something. Okay, and let's say that thing is going to happen. What now? what is going to happen. And you like point out to him that it's not the end of the world. Even the thing that he's fearing, he'll be able to go through. He'll be able to get through it, and it's not so terrible. Why? Because at this point, the tsar that a person is having out of the fear of something can't be greater than the thing itself. If that thing actually takes place, right? That would be kind of crazy. Right? Well, it does happen, but it's when we point it out, intellectually speaking, that helps. Sometimes, it's supposed to help. That it should, you know, in a normal cheshbon of a person, that it can't be that the yira of something is going to be actually the tsar, and being afraid of something is actually going to be greater than the thing that you're actually afraid of. That doesn't make any sense. Kimo, I'm saying even when it does happen today, it's more the fear of the unknown, because the person is like is afraid that, well, maybe it's going to really be more and more and more, you know, like he's afraid what that pain is going to be like. But essentially, the if he did know, and that can't be, that he's going to be have more tsar, right? It's going to be more hurtful, the actual fear of it, than the thing itself. Now, kimo mishav isyare shelo yinazik. For example, a person who's afraid that he doesn't want to get damaged. Lo yitochin sheyitzar yir v'pachad godo mashi yisbol me'etzem ha'ezek. It can't be that the tsar of his fear and pachad is going to be greater than what he actually suffers from the actual damage itself. I think you actually see from here that Rabbi Akamosha was a very, very intellectually controlled person, because many fears and of people, anxieties and stuff, is exactly actually coming from this. Is that they actually suffer more than the actual thing that they're suffering from would be. But I think Rabbi Akamashi, like, I don't know, you know, I don't know if many people would probably argue on these lines. I think he's speaking from what should be the case, and probably the way he actually lived. Right? Apparently, it was Pashatim that this is the way it is. Yeah, obviously. Now, Afilu says, even when it comes to the fear of death, lo yitochen shetiyah midas hapachad mimenu gedoyla mehaseva shebetzem hamaves. It can't be that the measure of fear from death is going to be greater than the actual suffering of death itself. B'chol eila advar madas sovlatan v'chol atzar v'pachadim v'ayirot shemekifim et ha'adam b'dvarim eile ba'im mitoch hasogas ha'adam seichel ha'bina v'atvuna. In all these things, the mind chaps them. The mind grasps them, and all the pain, the fears, anxieties that surround the person in these things, they come from the understanding of knowledge, intellect, a person's bina and tfuna, right? They're coming from the intellectual understandings of a person, and it makes sense. But when it comes to, in other words, he's saying basically, it's like all anxieties and fears are always rooted in an intellectual understanding of a person, right? That's why very often the smarter the person is, the more anxiety they have, because they have things much more cheshmed out, and they become more sophisticated, and that plays with them, right? That's the because they're intellectually based. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Leikein Hatzar B'Inyin Yiras Hashem. Not so is the tzar that has to do with Yiras Hashem. Hainu Hamitztoyer Shem Eloi Yirei Hashem Chas V'Shalom. Meaning the person who's suffering over the fact that maybe he's not really fearful enough of Hashem. He's not in awe enough of Hashem. I think, first of all, this is like a fascinating... I kind of questioned whether we should learn this piece or not, because I don't know how many people actually would say they suffer from fear that maybe they're not big enough Yiras Shamayim. Like that actual thought. Like maybe we have like aspects of that sometimes. Like you feel like, oh, maybe we're not really holding where we should be. That kind of a thing. But in this phrase, the way it's phrased, like tsar, a person has tsar, but maybe he's not enough of Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem. I find that a fascinating line. And that, like, obviously, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's biggest fear must have been this thing that maybe he's not a big enough Yirei Hashem. And he's going to show, we're going to get a glimpse over here of how tremendous that tsar is. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Tsar kazeh moik v'neiruhu. Such a tsar that's so profound and horrible. It's such a terrible tsar. Ad she'ein seichel sheba'olam yachal akifo. To the point that there's no intellect in the world that can encompass it. There's no intellect that could encompass that tsar of the fear that maybe a person is a fear Hashem. V'kol kach, ki behe de yiris, why is it so much like that? Ki behe de yiris elokim mit'arer ha'yisod shel abriya kula. Because when there's a lacking of yiris Hashem, the entire foundation of the creation, of the foundation of the entire creation becomes mit'arer. How do you say that? Becomes shaken. Okay, the entire creation, this foundation, is now shaken by the fact that there's a lack of Yiras Hashem. Sha'arei ha'lakim also shiur melefano, because the Pasuk Kehila says that God made man and made the world so that people should have fear of him, should be in awe of him. That was the purpose of the creation, according to this Pasuk Kehila, is Yiras Hashem. We have the idea of Shakol Bar Lechvoidai, right? And then there's other, we have the idea of that he created the world lahetiv. Not often is this pasuk in Kehelis mentioned, which is no, the purpose of creation is halakim asa shiyurim lefanav, that we should have Yerushamayim. Lebar, meaning shemagamata bri'ah hi yiras halakim, that the aim of the creation is yiras Hashem. V'nimtza she'im mechasrim be'yira, so it comes out that if you're lacking in yira, if mechasrim be'etzim avaya, so you're lacking in the essence of existence. There's a lacking in the essence of existence, because the whole existence is totally is dependent on yiras Hashem. Mikan, so from here it follows shebetzara bo mikshash achisor b'yiras Hashem, that the pain that comes from the suspicion that someone is lacking in yiras Hashem, tzarich liyot tamun be'etzem u'usoy regesh az, there must be hidden in that, in the essence of that fear, a tremendously strong feeling, ki'ilu avaya kula nederes, as if the entire existence is lacking. V'chol ratzon Hashem lizgalas b'giluv yisbarach shem batal chalila, and that, like all the will of Hashem to become revealed with the different revelations of Hashem, is chalila, is like cancelled and nullified. So that would be like a horrible, that a very, very deep fear is like, you know, there's nothing here. I'm not, like, if I'm lacking, then I'm like, I kind of don't exist really. I'm like, the whole point of creation, like, this is a massive, massive, horrible failure. It's like, I don't really have life. V'omnam tzar kazeh. However, such a pain, ein seichel ba'olam sheyachal lechilei, there is no intellect in the world that can contain it, that can hold it. V'hi barak bargoshas haliv, it only comes with a feeling of the heart. Mikoach hakesher halavavi shel Yisrael im avim shebashamayim v'imrotzin kodshay, from the power of that heartful connection of the Jewish people, of that bond of the Jewish people with their Father in heaven, and with His holy will. L'chach yiras Hashem tluya rak b'argoshes halev shilamalim min adas. Therefore, yiras Hashem is dependent. It's because of this that yiras Hashem is dependent only on the feeling of the heart, which is higher than das. So, in other words, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying is that yiras Hashem is be'etzim tali in the heart, because it goes beyond the mind. There is a deeper connection in the person that feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feels the kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then also can feel pain where that connection is not, or he's nervous that the connection is not the way it's supposed to be. And therefore, so in other words, if Yiras Hashem was only, this is actually very interesting, right? Because if Yiras Hashem, think about it, was intellectually based, rooted, if it was rooted in the mind, so then the greater intellect of the person, the greater Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim he could have. We don't always find that. We don't always find, right? Very often, it's not like that. Maybe more than often, that the Yiras Hashem goes in relationship to the brain power of a person, the intellectual prowess of a person. But here, Rebecca Mish is explaining that, no, he's pointing out in the Chazal already that the Yiras Hashem is totally in the emotional side of a person. It's rooted. It's rooted in the emotional side of a person, which is beyond Das. And that it would explain why you can have people that are maybe much less smart, that have a much greater Yiras Hashem. Now you can look at that as a negative thing. Yeah, well, they have Yiras Hashem because they're so, you know, that's silly. That's a silly, the idea is that there's a deep point of connection in the human beings, which is not intellectually based. It's not intellectually, it doesn't need, right? There's just this natural connection of our neshama, right, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that can be felt in the heart where it doesn't even need to go through the filter of the mind. The filter of the mind. Now, the filter of the mind is then used in expressing the fear the feelings in the heart. Right? But it doesn't stem from there. It doesn't come from there. Okay? So far, so good. Question?
Not easy. I'm trying to get my head around it.
Trying to get your head around it. You got to get your heart around it. Yeah.
There's not just another example of fear of the unknown. Something deeper than that.
Yeah, this is deeper than that. It's not a fear of the unknown. It's in a sense, your heart knows. Your heart knows Hashem. And when the heart feels that maybe it's not having enough years Hashem, then it suffers from that. It feels a pain from that. Again, I mean, obviously we're dealing with very great, I mean, again, all these things, everything that's relevant to a very great person is relevant to all of us, just on maybe a smaller level, but sometimes maybe it's so minuscule that it doesn't register by us. But perhaps, yes, you know, maybe all anxiety, yes. Maybe there is that, probably there is that kind of anxiety that goes on in everybody, which is like, I'm not holding where I should be in my connection with Hashem, in my fear of Hashem. I would like, most people, I've said this many times, we would like to be there. We'd like to be the great, you know, in a certain sense, you know, people read story books on Gedolei Yisrael, right? So obviously there could be like two reactions to these books. Let's talk about books that are reliable, you know. If they're, you know, so there could be that like turn off. Well, listen, I'm so far from that there's this. It could actually be damaging, maybe to some people. But more than often, people actually enjoy reading those books, and it gives a good feeling. And it gives a good feeling, even though you know you're so far from there. But it kind of gives us like a. And I think in a certain sense that there's something, the reason that we have that is because in a certain sense we put ourselves, when we're reading, we put ourselves in the shoes of that great person that we're reading about. And we like live through him on a certain degree, on a certain level. In other words, that rutzon to live like that we have in ourselves. Unfortunately, we have also this Yetzirah which smashes away at that and gets in the way of us acting like we would really like to be. But I think the fact that people enjoy these books is actually coming from the fact that we would like to be those people, right? Which is that healthy Yiras Hashem, which is still hanging out there in the heart and still wanting to be connected and still wanting to feel Hashem's presence in our lives, both through Ava and Yira, like this bracha says, La'ava ul Yira Shemecha. Now, says Rabbi Akumesha, the last paragraph, and this is, in a certain sense, for me, this is the most practical and important part of this piece, to a certain degree. Okay? What he says in the following words is a bit sharp, but very, very important. Mikol makim lam, and this, by the way, made a very big impact on me many, many years ago. I think as a bachur already, I saw this. He says, Mikol makim, nevertheless, loimdim anu mikan, we learn from here. The forgetting of Torah and the true understanding in Torah Tluyim be'erech Yiras Hashem asher b'leiv ha'adam are dependent on the level of Yiras Hashem that's in the heart of a person. Shehare me'oz de'botzer liba, because from then that the heart got smaller and became lacking, nistalka avona amitis, the true understanding became in Torah became removed, v'huscha hadas, and the das kind of left to a certain degree. Ubo lidei machlekes v'doifi, and they came to machlekes and blemish and lacking in Torah. That's what we saw in the Chazals, right? When Yosimin, Yoezer, Yishtreid, and Yosef ben Yochanan were nifter. That was it. But leishkeilas, there was already Torah, Yerusachet, Kmelchashadim, etc. Like we saw in Rashi, the understanding of Torah went down together with the going down of the heart. Ve'im nidmel lanu. Now these words are unbelievable. Ve'im nidmel lanu. If it appears to us that also those people who Yiras Hashem is far from their hearts, if it appears to us that they know a lot in Torah and they are mechadish in Torah and that they have like novel thoughts in learning, ein ze ela dimyon. It's only an imagination. It only looks like that. It's not true. Yidiyasam eina yidiyah. Their knowledge is not knowledge. What they know in Torah is not knowledge of Torah. Hasbarasam eina hasbara. Their explanation is not explanation. Right? The way they explain Torah, the way they understand Torah, is garnished. It's not real. Svarasam biduya vakol hevel. Their svara is just made up, and it's all nonsense. Ein kan ela yofi chitzoni. All that there is here is external beauty, velo musak pnimi shel haTorah ba'amitas kedushas of nisgavas erka. And all that there is here is an external beauty, and not the inner concept of Torah in its true holiness and exalted level. One should never get excited or wowed by this external beauty, which is nothing but the horse and rider of the Yetzirah. Sometimes we come across people that kind of wow you with their knowledge, with what they can do, and sometimes there's been like even unfortunately Rabbanin, and then they've been caught with terrible things, whatever it is. And Rabbi Yaakov Eshet is saying, that what they have is not Torah. That is not Torah. Don't get fooled by the externalities, even of Torah itself, even of Chidushei Torah. Don't get that. There's a Musik Pnimi of Torah Bamitus Ktushas of Nisgavis Erika that is completely Tali Nirus Hashem. They might remember old stuff. For example, you have Acher, who's teaching Reb Meir Torah still based on his old Torah that he learned once upon a time. Right? So he might still remember, but he's got nothing now to give. He's got nothing now to add. Let's see here, one second. A question on the Zoom. Hold on. So somebody's asking a question over here. If that since Avos Hashem and maybe Yiras Hashem, really our focus here is Yiras Hashem, is limitless, so we will always experience pain. That's a question. And also, can anyone ever reach a level of no pain, or is that a thing only of Olam Haba? I don't know. I don't have a full answer, but I imagine. I think there is a certain paradox built into the nature of creation, right? The nature of creation is that we are meant to be mizdabik b'Hashem, and when we're mizdabik b'Hashem, that's a gevaldig ha'tava, right? But in the Chanami, there's always going to be that zuama, the way the Ramchal and Derech Hashem explains, since the chet of Adam Arishon, there's always that little tiny barrier, which the only way to get rid of it is through death. That's the physicality, which is always going to keep us a little bit, tiny bit separate. And that's why even the people that did no chatoim had to die because of the itcher shel nachash, because of the nachash, that in order to get rid of that zulama. So probably, yes, there is a certain inherent pain in our existence after the chet of Adam Rishon, of the Eitz Hadas, that no matter how great, no matter how high we are, there's that little pain that we're not that much closer. That's probably true. Okay, we'll stop here. Any questions, Haaris?
I was going to say, does this pain replace other pains? A person has a pain of black in Yiras Shamayim. Will Hashem take away pains of fear of lack of money?
Probably, first of all, if a person, the more that a person has that pain of Yiras Hashem, of lack of like fearing that he's Yiras Hashem, let's put it this way: we always, all pains can battle against each other, where one overtakes the other. All anxieties, right? Person is anxious or fearful of something. If there's something now that's more fearful, that gets in the way, that other the other fear takes the back seat. We're usually mostly wrapped up with the thing that's most dominant in our eyes, and most powerful in our eyes. That seems to be human nature. And we'll have the other stuff in the background. So probably if in the fore of a person's, emotional, of his thoughts and his emotions, whatever, if the fore of it is a ruchnias de gazach, it would, I think, naturally happen that the physical fears and stuff would kind of take a back seat to it. If you're asking in a spiritual sense, is it like almost like a schooler in a certain sense? For example, we have the Mishnah Novice, right? Called the Makabel of Oil Malchus Shemayim, right? Al Tayr, whatever, Mavir Mimeno, Oil Malchus, and Ol Parnasa, and so you see that there is a certain zgula that Kadosh Baruch Hu does give us, that the more we involve ourselves in serving Him, the more He frees us up to serve Him. So probably yes, it's a gedder. If we're worked up about our level of Yiras Hashem, it's a gedder of Kabbalah's Oyel Malchus Shamayim, which is going to then be a segula that Hashem will take away our, somewhat of our burden of parnasa and somewhat, or whatever it is, that heaviness, and somewhat of the government things and other whatever it is that the Mishnah talks about.
Thank you.
So I think the answer is on those two levels. Yeah.
How does one work on developing Yiras Shamayim, assuming it's not something which we can control with our secha?
It's a very good question. So, so I'm just, in case they didn't hear, Moshe asking is that how can, if Yiras Hashem is above the seichel, it's not within the seichel, so how can one work on growing his Yiras Hashem? So that's why I think that the Yiras Hashem, that's why I said this, I was careful in my nuance, right? It's not based in the lev, but it does pass through the seichel as well. In other words, there is, the seichel acts as a filter, right, where you can bring, or you can kind of work on the lev. You also express what's in the lev already, but it's a back and forth relationship. So you can impact your lev by using your seichel in connecting more and more, learning more and more about Hashem. Then that will stir your heart to access what's beyond. It's almost like, in a certain sense, like what Masil Yisharim talks about with the Midas HaKadusha, that you can go only to a certain point, right? But to actually get to the level where your physical activities become holy, literally, that is a matana from Hashem. So we do what we can do, which is with whatsoever is within our realm of being able to, what we can do as far as growth goes, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu already finishes it off for us, does it for us. In a certain sense, that's like probably the pshat, ultimately, in the stiris when it comes to the bayis shlishi. It's brought down this kind of mahalach, right? Is it going to be the base of Mikdash going to be built by us, by human hands, or is it going to be Yerid Min HaShemayim? Probably the answer to that is, yeah, we have to build it with our hands, but that's what's going to give it that base Hamikdash, it's going to be Yorid Esh min Hashemayim. It's going to be a Beis HaMikdash of Esh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he's right. If Hashem leave the bayis, shav amlu boinav boy. If Hashem doesn't build a house and the workers do nothing in it, I would say is like on a deeper level, it's not just that, oh, he enabled them to build it, but he infuses what they build with the pnimius. So the parents provide the physical. Again, physical includes the emotional, whatever, psychological, whatever it is. But a kashbochu is the one that has to infuse the neshama into it. So in the same thing, we do whatever actions we could do, which includes, by the way, trying to get rid of those mechitzas that cause our heart to be. And those are already very definitive things, staying away from Isser, overcoming our Yitzhahara, etc. And then that Yiras Hashem, we can start to connect to our heart more. We can feel our heart. We become more and more sensitive. Right? And in addition to that, we continue to intellectually work, increasing our knowledge of Hashem, increasing our understanding, which will then impact the heart as well. Again, and then being able to access layers that are even higher than Das. Okay. Very good question. Shakar. Okay.
Thank you.
Questions. Well done. Very good. Okay, Shavuot Tov, good luck to everyone.